This summer, StoryCorps set up a booth in Cheyenne to record Wyomingites interviewing one another and sharing their stories. Today, we'll hear from a burlesque performer. Her stage name is Stella Fox, and she talks with her fiancé, Jonathan Green, about her burlesque career.
Burlesque, traditionally, is the art of mocking. It's the art of mocking sexuality, making fun of social norms, and just kind of being playful. It's an art form where you go up on stage and you strip, you take your clothes off. Yes, that is part of it, but it's a kind of theatrical performance. You make your costumes, you dance, you're playful, you're sexy sometimes, you're silly sometimes.
How did you get into burlesque?
I got into burlesque probably about 4 years ago. I started taking classes when I was living in a different city, where it's intro to burlesque, where you learn how to strut, how to walk in heels, how to shake your butt, you know, do different things. And for me, it was really a way to push myself out of my comfort zone. I really decided to do it because it scared me. So I took the first class and got completely addicted to it and have been a part of the community ever since.
Tell me more about the community.
To me, the community is the biggest part of burlesque. And the first class I took, there was an 18-year-old girl in it, and there was a 50-year-old woman in the class. There was a mother and daughter taking it together. There was even a man who's straight and likes cross-dress. So for me, it was really amazing to meet all these different people coming from so many different backgrounds.
What would you say is the most difficult part of it?
Of burlesque?
Mm-hmm.
Is keeping my secret identity. I have to very much keep it separate from the rest of my life. Number one, for work, that's the biggest issue, is worrying about your employer finding out and not knowing how they'd react to it. It's something that I love, but it's something I don't want to lose my livelihood over. And then also just knowing how people are going to react. It makes some people very uncomfortable. And then some people are surprisingly laid back and cool about it. There's definitely people in my family that don't know about it. Not because I'm hiding it, but because it's something that never seems to come up. And I don't really want to show up at Christmas and say, hey, I take my top off. It's a secret life that I don't get to openly talk about.
Is it worth it?
Totally. Sometimes I wonder when I'm mostly loading up my car and I've got my hair in curls and 3 pounds of glitter on my face and I haven't eaten in 4 hours and I'm driving through a, you know, hailstorm to get to one of my performances. But somehow those 2 or 3 minutes on stage make it all worth it. I've done acts dressed up like the creature from the Black Lagoon. I've done a lumberjack act where I pretend to cut my clothes off with a fake chainsaw. I've done a U.S. tourist act where I walk around in a fanny pack and a sun visor and act like a big dork. So I like the idea of coming out on stage and not looking sexy and challenging the audience a little bit. You know, like if I came out in a full sequin gown and my hair done and my makeup done, I'm obviously looking nice. That's not a challenge for the audience to find that attractive. So I like playing with them a little bit, coming out just really not looking good, wearing granny panties and the whole nine yards. So yeah, so the character comes out and she's got a suitcase and she's dancing around. And as she strips, like any good traveler would, she makes sure to fold up her clothes very carefully and place them back into her suitcase. So at the end, I walk away completely with my granny panties and my pasties that look like travel stickers and my suitcase full of my packed clothes.
I go to many of your shows. How do you feel about me being there watching a bunch of different women get naked and occasionally men as well?
I feel fine with it. I think that it shows my comfort with our relationship. I don't fear that you're going to see some other dancer and leave me backstage somewhere. I really love the fact that you're comfortable going and watching other women and other men perform. It's just a sign of your comfort sexually, and I think it's very, very attractive, actually.
What's the most important thing Stella has taught you?
To love the body that I have. I was never an overly insecure person, but I think like any woman or man will tell you there's parts of anybody's body that they're not super excited about. But going up on stage and just standing there and exposing yourself and feeling glamorous and hearing other people agree with you that you look pretty good at that exact moment, or even that they just appreciate your confidence, has made me a lot more comfortable with my body, a lot less judgmental of myself.
I cherish all of my time with you.
Aw, shucks.
That was Stella Fox talking about her career as a burlesque performer. Stella Fox is her stage name. She spoke with her fiancé, Jonathan Green. The piece was produced by Willow Belden with interviews recorded at StoryCorps. StoryCorps is a national nonprofit whose mission is to provide Americans of all backgrounds and beliefs with the opportunity to record, share, and preserve the stories of our lives.